listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820 brings you The Seminarians, a dialogue with students from the Pontifical College Josephinum, produced by AM 820 to encourage and inspire vocations to the religious life. And now, The Seminarians.
Welcome to The Seminarian Show. I'm PJ Brandy Marty from the Diocese of Columbus. Joining me are Britt Taylor and Alfonso Gomez from the Diocese of Charlotte. Hey guys, how's it going?
Hey, good. How are you, PJ?
We have a different topic today, and because we have a different topic, we have a special guest, Mr. Frank Cosenza. He is the athletic director at the PCJ. He's a certified personal trainer, and he's the co-owner and trainer at Sentinel Performance and Lewis Center. Frank, how's it going?
That is me. Yes. Thank you for the wonderful, warm introduction.
Yeah. No, very good. Well, our topic today, we're going to be talking about fitness, and this is one of those things where I don't think we think about it a lot when we think about faith, but fitness is very important and to one's overall health, both physical and spiritual. So as we begin today, let's begin, as we begin all good things, with prayer, and I'd like to ask Alfonso to lead us in prayer.
Definitely. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Grant me, Lord God, a watchful heart, which shall be distracted from thee by no vain thoughts. Give me a generous heart, which shall not be drawn downward by any unworthy affection. Give me an upright heart, which shall not be led astray by any perverse intention. Give me a stout heart, which shall not be crushed by any hardship. Give me a free heart, which shall not be enslaved by passion. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So, Frank, we've known each other for a while.
We have.
Frank and his business partner, Joe Gernetsky, have been training me. As I've mentioned on the show before, if you've never seen me, I definitely have a radio, both face and body.
I would say it's about 25 pounds lighter, PJ.
Well, yes, indeed. So I've lost. I'm a big guy, but I've lost quite a bit of weight hanging out with Frank and Joe in the weight room. They came on just to kind of help out at the seminary, and very quickly they proved invaluable, and now they're
never leaving.
They're never leaving. Frank and Joe are they're personal trainers, and that's what their focus is, and that's what they provide for us at the seminary. But in addition, they're also our athletic directors. So they see to a slew of physical and health programs that really benefit us as men who are going to be priests, which it's important to stay fit. I always joke that it's so hard to find fat priest clothes. I don't know why it's so hard to find fat priest clothes with all the fat priests that are in the world.
Because the demand is so high.
I guess the demand is high. But
many John the 23rd around.
But it's as somebody who just turned 30 and is about to commit in just about 5 months to being a ordained minister of our Holy Mother the Church, and stopping to reflect on the amount of time and money the people of God and the church have put into me, I really started to think about my fitness. I've been taking it a lot more seriously. And as Frank said at the beginning, by following his advice and working out with them, I'm down about 25 pounds. But more than that, I feel better. It's easier to do things. It's easier to just get from point A to point B. And it's also easier to pray. I'm not as absent-minded as I am. I feel more focused based on working out. Frank, can you shed any light on why that might be?
Well, we could get into the science behind it, but I think ultimately what happens is as you start to function in the weight room and you do a little bit more in the weight room, your body just starts releasing hormones, which just allows you to feel better overall. So step one, movement. Step two, releasing the hormones in your body to allow you to feel better. And unlike most other drugs, these are internal and you can't really get rid of them. So it's actually beneficial just to move to get your life going. And the great thing about it is it goes hand in hand with what you guys are doing at the seminary and learning a craft, which is becoming priests and pastors of all the different parishes you'll represent later in life. It's another discipline, right? Like, you have to have control of your mind and your spirit, but if you don't have control of your body or you let your body go, how will you ever lead those parishes? How will you ever command others, listen, and then have them follow you. I mean, it seems like a no-brainer from our perspective, but you know, yeah. the buy-in, getting the 200 guys at the Josephinum has been a uphill struggle.
Sure. Yeah, that's a really great point, because even like the prayers for Lent, like the collect prayers and then the introits and all those different liturgical references make reference to exercise and to disciplining the body.
Right.
And because if you can get your will down, then that's kind of like the first step of holiness.
Right.
You know, like if you can't follow the commandments, you know, how are you going to achieve holiness? And one great way is the analogy of exercise, is having that discipline down.
Mm-hmm. St. Paul talks about that all the time. Think about 1 Corinthians 6. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have been, who you have from God, and that you are not your own? For you have been purchased at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body. This is a command, really, to take care of yourself. It's a command to remember who it is created you and the great gift that our physical being is, which is something that needs to be honored and taken care of. And also 2 Timothy. Paul loves talking about running the race, fighting the fight. He uses all these athletic mm-hmm. metaphors. And so many of the church fathers, too, in their exhortations, they talk about, was it St. John Chrysostom was talking about baptism and preparing for baptism as a wrestler prepares to grapple with his opponent. Mm-hmm. Now you're grappling with the devil, and it's only through your fitness spiritually and physically that you're going to be able to do that well.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, that's exactly what it's a lesson that isn't taught in the classroom, and that's why it's so great that Frank and Joe are here and they're able to share that with us. And they do an excellent job with that. So it's important to be fit. Why is just being healthy in general important both to I'll ask Frank, why is it healthy to the earthly life? And then I'm gonna kick it over to my seminary friends. Why is it important to be healthy for the spiritual life? So
I mean, in general, the healthier you are, the more able-bodied you are to perform whatever your purpose is, right? So God put us on the planet or on earth to perform whatever it is that we see in our heart to be our purpose.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have a body that just doesn't want to work, chances are you're going to be very limited in your ability to perform that purpose or task. So it doesn't even matter if it's praying. It doesn't matter if it's you know, using your mind to help others pray. Like, honestly, the performance doesn't matter. And actually, when we created the company Sentinel Performance, it was our mission to help others basically find their purpose and then perform at that purpose. And that's why we named the company Sentinel Performance. So it kind of fell hand in hand with what you guys were doing at the seminary. When we first met with the seminary back in 2013, it seamlessly folded together. So it was one of those things where I don't know that we planned to be athletic directors or if there was a divine intervention.
Didn't ever think you were going to lead the Mud Bowl? Or
I'll be honest with you. I used to pray all the time that I'd be a strength and conditioning coach for a major university.
You got your command or yeah. your desire.
We're the only pontifical university outside Italy, so that's certainly major.
Right.
So.
But I guess perhaps when I was like lining up the old arrow for the bullseye, I didn't specify.
And these guys will agree, you have to be very specific when you pray.
Apparently.
Because God will answer whatever. Sometimes he answers the prayer and it's what you prayed for. And
right.
then you look up and you're like, oh, really? I forgot to say that one part.
That's true.
So,
yeah, I mean, it was definitely an eye-opening experience walking into the Pontifical College and sitting there looking around and being like, thought I'd be training athletes to perform better on the field of sport, not get guys to just move. it's an invaluable experience. Joe and I loved it there. Obviously, if we didn't like it, we wouldn't have accepted the position as the athletic directors.
Right.
Hopefully, in time, we'll be able to, you know, permeate the walls a little bit more and get a little bit more involved with certain events and really be able to sort of throw a proverbial weight around in the classrooms as well as just in the fitness room. So you guys don't just work out for maybe 1 hour a day.
Indeed.
Moves into another world. Maybe we even get into the cafeteria too, but
we can only hope.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Seminarian Show on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. You can hear this show every Tuesday at noon and Saturday at 1 p.m. and in the audio archives at stgabrielradio.com. I'm PJ Brandymarty from the Diocese of Columbus. Joining me are Britt Taylor and Alfonso Gomez from the Diocese of Charlotte. And we have a special guest today, Mr. Frank Cosenza. He's
super special.
He is. He's the co-athletic director at the PCJ along with his business partner, Joe Granetsky. He's a certified personal trainer, and he's the co-owner and a trainer at Sentinel Performance in Lewis Center. So we've been talking about fitness, and we're talking about why it's important. One of the things that I think has come up frequently with a lot of guys is what's the line between fitness and vanity? Especially I've spoken to a number of people, and when I share that I spend at least 3 days a week in the gym lifting weights at the seminary, they give me this look like, why are you lifting weights? Like, why aren't you doing...
Who are you trying to impress?
Yeah. Exactly. Who are you trying to impress? I mean, you're going to be celibate.
Like, right.
So, I mean, personally, for me, I could stand to impress myself. but I think there's this stigma that guys who lift weights are immediately typecast as these vain guys who just stand in the mirror all day flexing.
Which is what we all know you do, PJ.
Oh, look.
I've seen it. It's actually true. That's all he does in the gym is actually flex.
Look,
while we're trying to get him to work out.
We're training to be priests, and we need to be able to keep secrets, so I don't appreciate you sharing that with everybody.
Internal forum,
yes. But in all seriousness, what would you say, I'll throw this question out there, but I'd like to ask Frank first, what would you say the line between fitness and vanity is?
It's a great question. I think that ultimately, if you're doing it for the applause, or if you're doing like the fitness, getting involved in fitness and really thinking that other people care what you look like in terms of whether or not you have a six pack, that's the vanity aspect of it. But once you realize that it's always just about having control over your, I guess, your outer form, your shell, you just look at it as a discipline. I don't think you'll ever sort of cross that bridge. But I mean, there's plenty of people that do it. I mean, bodybuilding shows wouldn't exist if it wasn't about how good you looked. But I mean, that's it really comes down to the person, right? That's not what you guys are in it for.
Mm-hmm.
Although it doesn't hurt you to feel good about yourself, have confidence about yourself when you're walking into a room, or even if you're going to walk in front of a parish, right? To command the respect of the room just by how you hold yourself.
Yeah.
The reality behind it is the more self-confidence you have from working out and performing inside the gym, as ridiculous as it sounds, the more self-confidence you have when you carry yourself through your day-to-day with regards to whatever you're doing. It really doesn't matter. But if you're able to, I guess, get over that hurdle of like lifting heavy weights and having the weight of that push you down and then striving to be better and push against it, you can sort of use that as a springboard really for the rest of your life, right? I mean, I've always said it, squatting is the best, or the best metaphor for life that I can think of, is the weight of the world is basically sitting on your shoulders, driving you into the ground. What are you going to do? Stand up or let it crush you? And 90% of the time, pretty sure most people will stand that up. So
yeah. I was just thinking about, I love what Frank was saying about just giving you the confidence. And I was just, as he was saying that, I was just reflecting upon the reason that we do so many things is what really can affect its morality. So I'm gonna throw this out there and let me know if you guys agree or disagree. Like so many other things in life, we can take a really good thing and we can make it bad.
Sure.
Or we can take a really good thing and we can use it for good. And so even something, for example, working out in the gym, lifting weights, that's a good. regardless. Mm-hmm. You're staying healthy, you're staying engaged. And I think that even guys who, as a hobby, like to go to the gym, like to work out, and are really trying to like sculpt their physique, if they're doing it as a hobby, I think that's perfectly fine. Right. It's only when that becomes your sole purpose in life mm-hmm. that it really can be...
It's excessive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
So...
Well, and it's, as we were saying earlier, it's building up this discipline, and really, you're building up this discipline, and if it gets to the point where you're just doing it to make yourself look good, it's kind of like praying to make yourself look better than others, where...
Exactly.
Look at me, I can kneel for 45 minutes straight, and I don't even move because I'm so holy. It's really... The interiority is what's important here, where you're doing this to better yourself and ultimately glorify God, because you remember that our bodies are a gift from our Creator, that we are contingent on His will being here, that I did nothing to create this body. Well, I did something to create this body.
I did too.
I think we all have a hand in creating our form.
That's but great. Our actual physical body is a gift from God, and so by working out and making it better, you're in turn glorifying God, which is the same thing the discipline of going to the gym when you really don't want to is the same as praying when, oh man, there's another episode of something on Netflix I really want to watch, but also there's a holy hour going on. What do I do? So it's really this discipline, and you have to do it for yourself and ultimately to glorify God rather than I'm doing it for myself to make myself look better than other people.
Mm-hmm. So one of the cardinal virtues is the virtue of fortitude, which allows you to be able to endure difficulties for the love of God. And part of the cardinal virtue of fortitude is magnanimity, which magnanimity is literally means like the greatness of soul. And what that part of the virtue allows you to do is basically to be able to do things for the glory of God. And the deformity of that, when we have a distorted intention, the opposite vice of that is ambition. That's what St. Thomas says. It's like the excess love of self. And so I think that's where the distinction is. Whenever you do this for the glory of God, as Britt was saying, to take care of your body because you realize that it's holy and that, you know, you have a certain stewardship over your body, then that's a good intention. But whenever you're just doing it for yourself to, you know, as Frank said, just to get the applause, then I think it's not only, you know, it corrupts the whole act of working out, but it's also damaging to yourself because then you're always placing your value on what other people think of you. Mm-hmm. And you never really like actually own your confidence. And I think, you know, placing your identity and your confidence in God and doing it for the glory of God, then, you know, that's the best way to do it instead of giving it to other people.
Well, I hope that I can someday get to the point where working out could become sinful for me. At this point, not working out is sinful. So maybe one day I'll be able to look in the mirror and say, am I doing this for vanity? But that day is not today. But we're getting there. We're getting there. So many times we run into exercise. Mm-hmm. Just because of the way our culture is, we've become a culture of cultures. And so many of these other types of exercise have really drifted into the American psyche. And some of them actually, believe it or not, have some potential moral issues with them. Things like yoga, where
it's how you get demons.
Yeah, and it's it's important. It's important to say that the church has not made a definitive ruling on any of these types of exercises. But just based on my own study of them, I've done yoga. I did not intend. Like, I didn't want to. I was kind of forced to by somebody I was...
Wait, that sounds like you working out, PJ.
Yeah.
I didn't want to. Someone made me.
Well, yeah. But I'm a second-degree black belt. So I've done martial arts. And there's a lot of things that can fall into this. Things like yoga where you're stretching. And the stretches that you're doing, these positions you're doing, are actually the positions of pagan deities. Which is not so obviously could have some moral issues.
Yeah, just to expand upon that, where everyone always says, I know my parents, they were getting in this huge yoga phase and started reading books on spiritual warfare and everything, and really it keeps coming up to avoid yoga, and it's always, well, what if I'm just doing it for stretching? And that's what everyone always says. Well, I'm not doing it to worship these deities or to actually do whatever these sun posed things are doing. You're just doing it for a stretch and to work out your core muscles and everything. And the best argument I've ever seen for the Catholic interpretation of that is, these are objectively, you're still doing this. Whether you intend to or not, objectively, you are still doing these motions that were used at one point to offer worship to these deities that aren't in line with the Catholic understanding of the world. And the best thing that we can say to that is, with these objective signs, can you take the sign of the cross, an objectively Catholic thing where we know exactly what it means, can you do that in any other context and not have it mean the sign of the cross? Mm-hmm. So it's kind of the same thing in these yoga poses, right, where these objective signs, can you really change their meaning where you're just doing it to stretch?
Right.
Now, the sign of the cross isn't a workout. If it is, then you really need to go to Sentinel Performance, because that is probably the most basic motion we have in Catholic anything. So it's not the greatest example, but really, think about these Catholic, the genuflection and kneeling, all these signs that are really associated with worshiping God. Can you take those and put them into any other context, mm-hmm, and then look at yoga from that light? And that's why so many Catholic theologians and Catholic priests really advise people strongly to not go into this practice, because it is, you're really opening yourself up to things that you really don't want to open yourself up to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the same can be said for a lot of, especially these Eastern practices. So many of them now are viewed as just exercises, but they come from deeply spiritual people who were worshiping in their the way that they understood, and it's not conducive to a real Christian lifestyle. Even like I said, I'm a black belt. Taekwondo is one of those. It's probably the only martial art I know of that's not deeply rooted in some type of spirituality. Mm-hmm. Judo and all these other ones, they are. Taekwondo is a relatively recent invention. It was invented in Korea in the 50s. So it's mostly just movements. But even that, those are things that can distract. One of the things I like about the strength training, a focus on strength training and cardio, is that it has none of that. And Frank, correct me if I'm wrong, but pretty much everything that yoga does, you have something, some type of stretch or something that can do it without the possibility of opening yourself up to demons.
Yeah, I mean, Brit, so with yoga and all of those other practices, any martial arts, I mean, they are deeply entrenched with their spiritual side, right? When you lift weights, we can make you genuflect with weights, but I don't think you're going to be saying anything positive to God at that point in time.
No, I can actually, what's
God
that?
God come to my assistance.
No, yes.
Yeah. Prayers, maybe, but nothing more than that. I think that if you look at any one of those disciplines, martial arts, yoga, and you start looking into the creation of it, if you even go back in ancient times, why weight training became what it is today, I mean, it was to practice sports, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was to make Olympians be able to compete against the world. So it's deeply rooted in Europe and European ancient civilizations. But in reality, I mean, if you look at any one of those things that you're talking about now, I think it's just discipline now that you're looking at it. You're mm-hmm. having the discipline of your body to stay flexible or keep the elasticity of your muscles. And some of that might be just combating what you do on a day-to-day, right? If you sit all day long, you just tighten your hips. So one way to get rid of tight hips is you got to stretch. You can't just activate the muscle and get rid of it. You have to stretch your body in the opposing way to allow your body to move more smoothly and properly. And at the end of the day, I mean, I don't think there's that many people now that are going to at least martial arts studios and, you know, still recognizing how much Buddha's influencing those martial arts.
Right.
Now it's more of just like you send your kids to martial arts to keep them out of your hair for 3 hours or however long it is a week.
Yeah.
But that's exactly why the strength and the cardio training that we do at the Josephinum, it's at worst spiritually neutral. But at best, these are motions that would have been recognizable to the saints in the early church. doing the sports that Paul talks about. They're also backed by science. There's a lot of science behind it. These are very clearly like, how do you get fit and stay fit? These are the things to do.
Yeah. There isn't too much, well, God put you in this position, so, you know, this is how you get out of it using the power of God. It's more of, these are everyday movements, everyday positions. We overload you with the actual weight and stress your body and force you to work a little bit harder than what your normal positioning is without the weight. So PJ, without 25 extra pounds in your body, if we put 50 pounds in your body, now you're going to have to move with that extra 50 pounds. Mm-hmm. It's really just about getting you to move more freely when you're not performing those movements with weight.
Mm. Right. Indeed. Well, that's all the time we have. I want to give a big thanks to Frank from Sentinel Performance and the athletic director at the Josephinum for coming down and talking to us today and sharing some words about fitness, and we appreciate it, and we look forward to seeing you again. We're going to wrap up here. I'm going to have Mr. Britt Taylor close us in prayer. Britt.
Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Dear Lord, we come before you today giving you thanks, most of all for the gift of our own lives and for our bodies. We ask that we may always use them for the benefit of our souls and for the greater glory of you. We ask as we ask all things through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Well, thank you for joining us for today's Seminarian Show. You can hear this show every Tuesday at noon and Sunday at 1 p.m. and in the audio archives at stgabrielradio.com. Thanks for listening. May God richly bless you.
The Seminarians is a production of listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. Archives of the Seminarians and all of our locally produced programs are available at stgabrielradio.com. Veni, Sancti, Spiritus, Veni, Penaria. O God, who